Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. This month I am speaking with Marie Galmiche, who is the head of English secondary at the Institut International de l'ANSI. Marie will be speaking with us this month about children and sports. For more information, please visit IIL.ch and worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. Marie, why should we not separate sports and school?
Because we now know that practicing sports is beneficial for all the kids. And so we aim to create a school environment that supports the well-being of the children. To do that, we should integrate academics and sports, because sports definitely is an integral part of the curriculum. Mm. So students who feels good will perform better at school. Academic results are obviously linked to the well-being of the children.
So how does a school go about integrating sports with academics?
So most schools integrate sports in the daily life. At IIL, for example, in primary and in secondary, all students have at least 2 periods of sports per week, with a wide range of sports for all levels. So students are encouraged to explore their athletic abilities for overall health and well-being. So it means that, for example, during lunchtime, they can join a club. We have different clubs, could be climbing, football, netball, or table tennis. We have different options for students who would like to do more sports as well. So actually, no matter the level, we do have a special football program for students who are passionate about football. And then we can integrate all the football practices during school hours. We also have sessions about nutrition, about health, about well-being. So it's all about football. For younger students in primary, we also have a program called Sport Passion Nature, where the children can do sports activities outdoors, activities that you would normally not do in a school, such as horseback riding, ski, paddle, or sailing, even archery. So all of that is available, and that really helps the students practice all different kinds of sports.
And what about school outings, let's say, that are away from the family and away from also sports clubs, you know, when there's a trip where the teachers take the students somewhere else? How are sports or activities integrated into those kinds of trips?
Yes, this is also very important. We do, for example, cohesion trips where the children spend a few days outside of school, outside of their families, where they practice lots of sports. It's very good for integration. We do that at the beginning of the year, for example, to be able to integrate all new students, because we know that sports are used to create social links and cohesion between the children. It is used as well to create community. It creates a sense of belonging.
Hmm. Very interesting, from belonging and also well-being. It's really keeping in mind, you know, what is really helpful for the students as they grow. Thank you so much. If you'd like to hear that show again or more from our series, please visit our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.